You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to introduce a new person today.
It's another Sarah. I'm so excited.
Sarahs.
There's two of us now.
There are twos. There are two Sarahs. Two Sarahs, but not spelled the same.
Correct.
Yes.
This makes us different, but that's okay.
So you remember last week on Tuesday, we shared that our beloved Jenny retired.
Yes.
Nobody gave her permission to retire, but she just retired. But it was well deserved. Well deserved. I said beloved Jenny because she is.
And it's true.
We already miss her. But she was gracious and gave us a heads up last fall that she was planning on retiring, which then allowed us to have a little overlap. Mm-hmm. And the Lord sent us our newest Sarah. Sarah Scheibley is our new lead producer who's been training with Jenny since January. Sarah, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hi. Yeah, it's, you know, Sarah time. I love it. That's great.
That's
the
true.
Sarah hour.
This is the Sarah hour. The Sarah 15 minutes, but that's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you joined our staff in January, got to train with Jenny for about 3 months to learn how to do all the amazing things that happen behind the scenes get pastors scheduled for programs on KFUO. What were you doing before you joined the staff at KFUO?
So I was taking what I quote unquote called a summer break in winter because I had graduated from college in August and I was like, I'm going to take a little time off, look for jobs, but try and catch up on the hobbies, which I never did. But
ooh, hobbies.
The intent was there.
Yeah, Andy is writing hobbies into our show notes. So we'll come back to that in a hot second. What do you get to do now at KFUO?
It's a lot of emailing pastors back and forth. It's a lot of calendar work. I just contact different pastors when our schedules are out and invite them to either Sharper Iron or Thy Strong Word or occasionally Coffee Hour. But I didn't have to invite myself to this. This was fun. But
it just showed up on your calendar magically.
Like, oh, we're doing something. But no, it's a lot of, I get to talk to so many pastors. That's a lot of organization, which I love it so much.
Do you have a favorite organizational tool? We don't ask that later. Do you have a favorite organizational tool? I don't want to ruin the lightning round.
I mean, sticky notes all the way.
Yes.
I will forget everything and anything. So I have to write it all down. My workstation is just pink and blue notes everywhere.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you said you love to email people, which is a special skill. Not everyone loves this. What do you find most rewarding about the work that you get to do with us?
Oh, I mean, I love when it's the emailing part is done and I get to hear them on the air and it's like, yes, we did it. We're bringing people over.
It comes full circle.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. It's the end result is past my stage of work, but it's still very enjoyable and rewarding to do.
Now, you got to spend about 3 months training with Jenny, who had been at KFUO for 35 years. 3 months really isn't enough time to impart all of that institutional knowledge. What are some of the most valuable things you learned from Jenny in that time?
She always have plans B, C, and D.
Yes.
Because something's going to come up and you need to like, oh, I have something in place, so you don't just lose your head and go, uh-oh, what's going on? So backup plan and then the second backup plan, because half the time your backup plan also doesn't work.
And we had some of those even in the first 3 months, right?
Yes, I was happy. The first one happened within like a week, and I was like, Jenny, what's going on? She's like, oh, we got this. It's fine. I was like, okay, I guess so, if you say so.
Yeah, the getting people scheduled is definitely an art. There is an art and a science. Everything kind of has to just flow, and learning how to do that, I'm sure, has been quite the adventure for you.
It's been fun. I apologize to every pastor I've emailed. I've probably emailed you 4 times before you've responded to me. I'm sorry. But it's one thing is just keep reaching out. That's one thing I learned. But
yeah,
I'm still working on perfecting it, I think.
Oh, yeah. It'll take a bit. But that's okay. Now, you got your first share-a-thon, too, within the first few months of being with us. What was that like, being able to meet face-to-face some of the pastors that you had been emailing? Because I saw a lot of those interactions.
I was like, at first, I was like, okay, which email address is this? Who is at what time? It was great to put a face, really, to the name and the voice. I was like, I know what you sound like, but I don't want to make assumptions based on the voice, what they look like. But I was right half the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was nice.
And several of the pastors were like, oh, you're Sarah that I've been emailing. I'm so happy that you kept emailing me until I responded. That was so like they appreciate the fact that you just keep emailing
Persistence,
them.
Yes.
You know, it's, emails get buried. I get it. So it's yeah. Like, yeah, I'll keep reaching out. I don't care.
And they, it sounds like they like that. So that's good.
What was it like coming into this team of unique individuals? We're a team of about 10.
Unique individuals. Unique. That's true.
We are unique individuals. But what was it like coming into this team fresh out of college, first really full-time career, right? What was it like walking into that? Was it intimidating? Were we scary?
Well, see, you guys weren't scary, but I was scared. If that makes sense. It was just a lot of, because I'm an introvert for sure. And I was walking in like, okay, got to meet these people, get all these names. It's like, and Jenny gave me a printout of everybody and where they worked so I didn't have to just solely remember. I'm like, this is great. So Jenny helped a lot, kind of like introducing me to everybody. And I'd already known Aubrey because she was a friend of my sister who also works here. So it's like, I know people kind of already, so it's helpful. But
so you've certainly been able to just jump right into the team. You fit in really well in the team, already making friends, already had some friends here at the International Center as well, and family too. So just feeling connected here. What does it mean to be able to have things like daily chapel available where you work every day?
It's so cool. Every day I'm like, I get to just go to church in between work. It's such a blessing. It's nice. You get to step away from work, realize, you know, what you're actually working for, what's the goal. And then you could get out of chapel, you're refreshed, and you're ready to just hit it again and be like, yep, this is why we're here. This is what we're doing. So,
yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you mentioned hobbies. We've been the recipient of at least one of those hobbies, of all of the baked goods that you and your sister like to bring.
That was delicious, by the way.
Yes. I remember it was Pie Day, wasn't it, that your sister brought in a chocolate
French silk?
Some French silk, yeah. Yeah. All right. So baking.
Because she just happened to have the ingredients.
We're yeah. It's like one step away from pie at our house. So it's always have it on hand.
That is a fantastic family culture right there.
That's a quote. We're one step away from pie at our house. I'm going to add that to the quote board.
That is amazing. What other hobbies do you like to do? What were some of the ones you were attempting to do on your summer winter break?
I was trying to catch up on so many books on my to-read list I didn't get. I was working on refurbishing a table, which I'm still working on. And then just kind of keeping up with some archery, too.
Archery?
I'm an archery instructor for our community.
I did not know that. I love archery.
That's great. We use a compound bows. So we have a little archery range near us. So I just work on keeping my skills good. So in case the kids are like, why are you teaching this? Like, I can show you, hopefully.
Well, now I know where to go do archery with the archery bow that I have in a closet.
Hey. So those are mostly what I did. A lot of hanging out with my grandma, which was nice because she moved 5 minutes away from us just across the highway. So it was great to really have a lot of time to hang out with her in between college and work. So
that's really special.
It's nice. She used to live like 25 minutes away. And so it's like, we want her to be closer. She's nice. So we all get right to church on Sundays. Now we just pick her up and then we go straight to church. So it's really good.
I love it.
Okay, I was busy writing or typing out that quote, so I didn't catch all of this story. You said archery was one of your hobbies. We all assumed baking was a hobby. And you, what else did you say?
Reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you reading currently?
Well, currently I rescued a book from getting thrown out at the college where I work.
At a book rescue?
It did. I had to come home with literally like 5 pounds of books.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. But,
that's dangerous, by the way.
It is.
I need more bookshelves, but I'm reading currently 12 centuries of English poetry and prose.
Okay.
But they're all translated into Common English, which I'm happy about because I only have a Middle English to Common English dictionary. I don't have an Old English one. So Beowulf would be impossible, but they translated it for me, so I'm forever grateful.
I love this so much. I think it's about time for our lightning round.
Yes.
We're already talking favorites and things you love. So, you ready for the lightning round?
I think so.
Okay.
This was also part of her actual interview this job. I switched it up a little bit. I threw in some others.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you get the coffee hour lightning round.
Let's rock and roll.
Favorite color?
Purple.
That was easy.
I let her see these in advance. I shouldn't have done
that's
that.
No fair.
I forgot. I put them on the calendar for me, and I forgot she could see the calendar, so she prepared.
I wrote them all out. That's this I plan ahead. Plan B. See,
this is why we hired you.
Yes. Favorite cuisine.
Oh, does American count? Like pulled pork and all that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
That's a cuisine.
That's a cuisine.
That counts.
Yeah. Favorite book.
Oh, you can't do this to me.
All of them?
Lord of the Rings, Pride and Prejudice, Narnia, Percy Jackson, just anything, really. I love books.
Those are all good.
Mostly fiction, though.
I was going to say, I heard a lot of fiction in there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Favorite office supply?
Sticky notes or whiteout? I need both of them way too much.
Sticky notes are solid.
They are. And they're pretty, too.
Right? Mm-hmm. So many colors. Yes.
Yeah, before Jenny retired, she gave me all of her leftover sticky notes and whiteout. She's like, you're going to need these. And I'm like, I already do. Thank you.
Secret weapons of a lead producer. Mm-hmm. Sticky notes and whiteout.
Favorite dessert? Oh, apple crisp all the way.
Ooh.
Like, right when it comes out, it's really hot. And she's like, ooh, so good.
With or without ice cream?
Ice cream on the side. So you can eat them with each other, but it doesn't get all mushy.
Yep.
All right, cinnamon, right no cinnamon, how, like cinnamon?
A little bit. I guess I don't really cinnamon my stuff. It's hard to say.
That's making it a verb now.
I'm not cinnamoning often, but when I do like it.
Mm.
Favorite vacation destination?
Oh, I mean, I'd love to go to either Athens or to see the Valley of the Kings in Egypt.
Ooh.
But my budget says Lake of the Ozarks.
I mean, that's pretty too.
It is nice. I love Lake of the
Not
Ozarks.
Not Egypt, but, you know, it's close.
It's close. It's
Athens, Missouri State Parks. Both are beautiful.
They are, though. The state parks are superb.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's very true. Favorite hymn?
Oh, 595, O Blessed Spring.
Okay.
It's a nice tune.
It is.
It's just, it's nice. It's like, yeah, it's a little peppy.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. This is a new one. No one else has gotten this one yet.
Oh.
Favorite time of day.
Okay. Dusk. Like right when it gets dark, the stars come out, but you can still kind of see.
Yeah.
It's just the perfect, it's not too cold at that point yet. So you can just look at all the stars. Oh, there goes my notes. But yeah, I just throw them across the room.
So excited about dusk.
We are. We are so glad that you're on the team. We're so grateful that you answered the call and have come join our team and doing a fantastic job. We're so glad to have you on board. And thanks for being on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you. This was fun.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gulseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. cus.edu.